And may the Lord grant us this wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn to your neighbor, say, be empowered with wisdom. Tell everybody, only one neighbor you get.
Empowered with wisdom.
Empowered, empowered with wisdom. Hallelujah. And the only book for wisdom on earth is this Bible. Is this Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only book for wisdom, true wisdom, that will make you enjoy your life on earth here is this Bible. No other book. Hallelujah. Be seated one moment. Proverbs chapter 3. Let me read those who sabi read. Chapter 4, sorry. Those who sabi read, pass us. Please help us read it. I saw Chinedu from here. He's reading far. And I was wondering, I said, so the man, they see that. Then I remember, I said, hey, when I was his age, I didn't see like that too. I'm getting nearer the grave, so everything is dying one after the other, one after the other. Amen. Amen. But don't worry, we shall resurrect in a better setting than this.
Yeah.
Let's read it, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Get wisdom.
That is the summary of what my brother is telling us this evening.
Get understanding.
It's a commandment. Get it. Get wisdom.
Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is a principal thing. It's what is needed for living on earth here.
Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver to
thee. Amen. That is why our brother today is emphasizing the need for us to get wisdom. And I want to be very specific in one area I want you to focus as we enter this year in the line with what he's saying. There's a story in the Bible of Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, after he recovered from his sickness, after the Lord, God told him, added more years for him. And the king of Babylon, the enemy of Israel, heard that he has recovered. See one very stupid, foolish thing that Hezekiah did in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 12. Please listen to that stupid and foolish thing that many of us also do.
At that time, Berodach-Maladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah. For he had heard.
He sent, the enemy of Hezekiah sent present and letter of, we heard you are now well, and hey, there is the kiss of the enemy. Go on.
For he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick.
Uh-huh.
And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, mm-hmm, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found
see
in
what
his
he was
treasures.
Showing him. He was showing him everything, even the house of his weapon, his armor,
and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said this man?
After they came and he finished showing everywhere, showed them everywhere, you have showed them all your secret, all your secret, all your wealth, all your treasure. Then God sent a prophet to King Hezekiah. Where are those people come?
And from whence came they unto
where they come from?
And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon.
Okay.
And he said, what have they seen in thy house?
What did they see for your house?
And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in my house have they seen.
Okay.
There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord.
No.
Behold, the days come.
That it was not a curse. Oh. God was not cursing Hezekiah. God is only telling you, see the effect of what you do.
Behold, the days come that all that is in thy house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord.
Listen. And he said other things that will happen. What did make you, they go show people your secret? I love what William Branham said. He says, Satan does not know what is in your mind until you say it. I love it. As long as you keep it in your mind and don't say it. No. Even if it's a dream you have, whatever it is, once you say it, then Satan hijacks it and the battle begins. Amen. This is what I'm planning for this year. And who are you telling? Now, winch, you don't know. Now, I don't like a fellowship. I have fought it from day one this church started. Where we sit down, we're not free with one another. No. I hate it. I have been fighting. If I hear anybody give such prophecy revelation that one of the brother in the church, now winch, or this one or this, at the way, I will make sure that person leave this church. I have fought it from the beginning. It's a virus. However, they are in the church. There are people that are not happy that you are making it. When you are giving some testimonies, they are not happy. When you are sharing something with them, they are not happy. They are the ones that go behind, and there are, some of them are your close friends. You don't know they are the reason why you are having marriage disappointment. They go behind and give a secret you have shared with them to the man that wants to marry you. And before you know what, the man will be withdrawing in the church. I'm not taking another sermon, no. Now he opened the door, I can't enter wisdom. For this year. Psalm 39 verse 1, what did he say? See what the psalmist
said. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue.
Eh? Again.
I said, I will take it to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle.
With a bridle.
While the wicked is before me.
While the wicked is before me, I will padlock my mouth. Yes. I will padlock my mouth. Yes. Now, where we were trained, there is the classification of documents in every organization, government establishment especially. You have, I think they are classified into three categories. There is confidential, secret, and top secret. There are certain people that are confidential, and certain people can see the document that is confidential. Once you open a file, the first thing you look for is the classification of that document. It's always on top. They put a stamp there. Boah, confidential. Or the file is put there, confidential. It is limited to only certain people. Then there are some people that can see secrets. Those files go to those people only. Then there is top secret. In America, it is a crime against the nation that a document that has not been declassified is found. That is why Trump is still in the court till today. They found documents that are supposed to be unclassified documents. And there is a particular place those documents must be, but they found some of those documents in his private house. FBI have been after him. How did he get there? Are we sure you're not an agent of Russia in America? Because they are top secret documents. They keep them guarded until Whatever they are protecting by that document, time has overtaken, is no more. Then they call it declassified. Then pressmen can have it. So a few years back, there is this Freedom of Information Bill that the National Assembly passed. They call it FIB. Freedom of Information, that pressmen, anybody should have access to any information they want from any government establishment. They must not be denied. But however, they are limited to ministry. They can never go to DSS or go to the army headquarters or go to intelligence unit to say, give us this document. We want to know. Lie. You have to wait until it is declassified. So also, there are some information that you have that should be classified as confidential, secret, and top secret to guide your life. How do you, what's the principle for the dissemination of information? I've said it several times. It is guided by only this wisdom, the need to know. Somebody say the need to know. Say it again. Say it again. If I am telling you something, what should make me tell you is, do you need to know what I want to tell you now? If you don't need to know, why do I have to tell you? Foolish Hezekiah, what did it concern you to take your enemies round your secret? Even your armory, your treasure, where your wealth is. The need to know. Does he need to know? Does she need to know? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the problem with our mouth. They promise to give you money. Somebody promise you to give you money. This guy say, promise me, say, he go give me money. Yeah. Then what, I don't see the money again. You don't know that the person you are telling has gone behind. Do you know how wicked some people are? They even claim that they're in the spirit. I had a dream. I see you give somebody some money and the thing turn against you. And you remember, I say, hey, that's also personal. Now I won't give. The enemy does that. A man's foe shall be who? Household enemy. Amen. Amen. Therefore, this year, get this wisdom. And lock your mouth. Let me tell you how to identify one of the enemies around you. Make I talk out. Make I talk out.
Expose.
I finish buying my car. Register it, everything. I was planning it. Then I come to my friend. I bought my car. He said, you bought the car, eh? So all this one, they run around since. Now car you didn't find. And you didn't tell me. And you said, we are friends. He will not first rejoice. Oh, you got a car. But you begin to fight you, and for 1 week, he's not going to talk to you. It's a sign for you. Wisdom should let you know, say, this one a household enemy. It's an unfriendly friend. Okay, what do you call it?
Friendly.
Frenemy. Hallelujah. You were working on a visa since 2 years. You didn't tell me every day they go out with you. You go tell me, make a way for motor the entire year. So now this visa, where you get? Ah, you wicked. He's not rejoicing with you. Hey, now sign, oh. So tell. You don't print your traditional, I don't go introduction, come back. In Kiru, you are wicked. You say, I'm your friend. You are not my friend, Joe. What's your problem? Why must I tell you? Why will you contribute to it? How has he harmed you? that I'm going to marry and you didn't know until the card is out. Amen. Amen. Come, give me. Now, sign that they give you some. Eh? Praise the Lord. Amen. When they want to recruit you into gossip, then they will come. Gabriel, you see the thing where they happen, then you spiritualize it. Then you say, let's be praying for him. But you know, they hear what thing they happen. I'm not interested in all this. If you had it, then let's be praying for him. You want to say you be spiritual. Now you be spiritual. And they talk something. Yeah, no, so you know what thing they happen. You know one talk come. Now you be spiritual. Eh, I be devil now. I be devil now. Now them be that. Now them be that. It's a sign. Be very, very careful. Anything better come your way. The first thing a true friend will do is to jump up and rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, he get them. I don't care. The important is that he get them. He get them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If I'm going to tell you, it should be that it means you're my prayer partner. We're going to pray over it. Or I don't want to make a mistake. I know that anytime you advise me, come to pass. So therefore, that is why I'm telling you, the need to know. Why do you need to know? Why do you need to know? Praise the Lord. Of course, if I don't need to know that you are going to borrow money, when you are unable to pay, I don't need to know how you are going to pay. Don't come and disturb me to help you with money to pay a loan that when you were collecting it, I didn't know. It's both ways. When you are going to borrow the money, you didn't tell me you have borrowed money. Then you are unable to pay down your head. Then you are telling me, please help me. Oh, that thing, with that money where I take that thing, I borrow. No, I don't need to know how you will pay. I don't need to know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get that wisdom. Get that wisdom. When the Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue, you are seeing it now. Because with your tongue, you can destroy your expectation. With your tongue, you by what you say, you weaken your strength. You attract unnecessary enemies. Unnecessary enemies. And I have said something here. You know, friendship must be mutual. Friendship must be mutual. Not one-sided. Not one-sided. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody has never invited you to his house. And he's busy saying, where do they live? I want to come visit you. I want to come and visit you. What right do you have to invite somebody to your house? To go and visit somebody. And you are making it a duty, disturbing where you say they live, where you say they live. But you have never invited that person to your house. But you are interested in where he is, now spy from Babylon. A spy from Babylon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This same tongue, dead and alive, it can make you commit unpardonable sin. This same tongue can make you destroy fellowship. By the things you say among brethren, you destroy fellowship among brethren. It creates enmity with neighbors by the things you say. By the things you say. And it can send you to prison for defamation. Because if you go and slander somebody without evidence, it will sue you to court and sell all you have to collect the money is suing you for. That's right. So even those of us who preach, be very careful. Because they'll cut the clip and send you to court. You said this concerning me, come and prove it. And they say, I heard it in the newspaper. I heard this. You come and prove it now. So be very, very careful about what you say with your Facebook. You go into Facebook and begin to abuse people and say things. Be careful. The prince is straight. Straight. That's what they did with one of the ministers that when they were attacking Professor Sunday. And they did whatever they did. They said, Professor Sunday, he get juju. You see one bag when they see for him. may God help us. Hallelujah. And when the wife mentioned the name of the people that involved in the scheme, one of them sent a threatening voice note. I'll deal with you. I will deal with you and your children. I will finish you. She carried the thing, go police. Now so they go catch him, charge him to court. Immediately. Threat to life. Police does not joke with it. The law frowns against it. To threaten somebody. And unfortunately for him, that week, the woman became fall sick. Amen. I'm telling you, the battle we fought so that they will not take him to prison. I saw whosoever that can be seen before the case was killed with apology. There are people that are inside the prison yard today for offense they didn't commit. But they spoke something that they become suspect. Me, look at me. I'll kill you. Look at me very well. You don't know who I am. Look at me. If you go beyond this year, then I am not from Okigwe. I am not from Mbise. And the guy went out. And he jammed an armed robber, so kill him. Well, I kill him. And ran away, dumped the body. Who is the first suspect? The first suspect is the guy that threatened him. That is how. He said, no, I didn't. I said, no, you say you will kill him. Now he's dead. So wait, we're investigating. Some of them spent 15 years in Nigerian prison system. Where they dump you there, they said they are still investigating. And it is not bailable. They can't give you bail because it is murder. A case that is capital, capital punishment, life imprisonment or death sentence, no bail. No bail. And then you'll be sitting down there. You say, na hangao. I'm just looking for hangao. Na hangao. Na hangao. This your mouth. This your mouth. May it be tamed this year in the name of Jesus Christ. And it has destroyed courtship among brothers and sisters. Courtship like this. You just say something, the guy will say, eh? Ah. And this guy will, ah. If you didn't say it, there would have been no problem. But you spoke something that meant a lot to that person. That it became a red flag. A red flag. But this same mouth can be used positively. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It can attract blessings. This same mouth you used to bless, you used to pray, this mouth should be used to comfort people. Amen. Hallelujah. This mouth is given to us to pray, ask God to do things for us, to worship God. And this mouth is given to us to bind and to loose. Always remember, hallelujah, amen, that it is what you say that you have. Therefore, this tongue get padlock. The type of padlock that has code. Only you know the code. The key cannot be duplicated. Hallelujah. And so this throughout this month, as we equip ourselves, we empower ourselves for the year ahead, Our prayer daily is, Lord, give me wisdom. Amen. Give me wisdom. Wisdom, me, even today, my prayer today, this afternoon, my prayer. It's every day. It's every day. Give me wisdom to preach. Give me wisdom to counsel. Give me wisdom to lead your people. And give me wisdom to deal with my enemies and my friends. Okay. I need wisdom. And you know what? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 describes Christ as the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. When you have Jesus, you have wisdom. You have wisdom that comes from above. Hallelujah. Because he will lead you. He will guide you. He will lead you. Can we stand up if you need wisdom? Hallelujah. Take that one prayer point as we come to the cross and remind ourselves the wisdom that God gave us through the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. That is where the wisdom flows. Line by line. And as you go, you sit down. Give me wisdom from above. That's your prayer point. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. Take away foolishness from me. Take away foolishness from me. Give me wisdom to live a victorious life. Wisdom to deal with stubborn people. Wisdom to walk with my God. Wisdom to live with my enemies within and without. And the flow from the cross on Calvary. Everybody now. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Near a precious mountain. Free to all a healing stream. Flows from Calvary's fountain.
Forever. your soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Near the cross,
I'll watch and wait.
In the cross.